Well, good morning, everybody. It's Aaron Ramsey, the morning of March 31st. Well, just a reminder that this voicemail is being done to answer questions that come in to the questions@envisionradiology.com email address. I will say that we have received a lot of questions, and we are very thankful that you are taking the time to ask questions or learn about what we're doing in this time. We have issued two FAQs as a result of questions coming in or questions that we've just heard from leadership. The most recent FAQ was issued, I believe, on Sunday. Maybe it was Saturday. But that FAQ was really intended to answer most questions that have come in through email. If that does not answer your question that you had, please go ahead and email that address again, questions@envisionradiology.com, and we will address the question either in a voicemail responding through leadership or in an additional FAQ. My guess is we will have more FAQs coming out into the future. But those are really important. So if you, when you get them, I would encourage you to read those because it will answer a lot of questions. So today I'll address really the big question that keeps coming from many different people, and that is, how long is this going to last? You know, how will I have a job to come back to at the end of COVID? Will I be at the same center as before? And so what we want you to know is that the decisions we're making every day are really to preserve and protect the long-term success of this company for all employee owners, for all of us. Our heart, our goal, our thoughts, our prayer is that all of us will be back in the position that we were in pre-COVID, in the same center that we were in. That is our desire and our goal. Obviously, things are changing very rapidly, even at the governmental level, where the president initially thought we would be back by Easter, and now been using some different dates. So it's hard for us to know, but what I can promise you, that we are working tirelessly every single day to come up with financial decisions to secure the long-term success of this company and for you in your role. Now, some of those things that we're doing, we've been reaching out to banks, we've been talking to landlords, we've been coming out with financial modeling where we're actually modeling out 6 months to see what decisions need to be made. We're doing so many things to help make sure that we are a financially stable company. For those of you that are on inactive right now at 65%, if you're struggling paying your bills, or just a reminder to go to Compassion Bridge, we would be back by Easter, and now been using some different dates. So it's hard for us to know, but what I can promise you, that we are working tirelessly every single day to come up with financial decisions to secure the long-term success of this company and for you in your role. Now, some of those things that we're doing, we've been reaching out to banks, we've been talking to landlords, we've been coming out with financial modeling where we're actually modeling out 6 months to see what decisions need to be made. We're doing so many things to help make sure that we are a financially stable company. For those of you that are on inactive right now at 65%, if you're struggling paying your bills, or just a reminder to go to Compassion Bridge, I would like everybody to know that the founders of the organization, Jeff, Dell, and Paul, have put a significant amount of money into Compassion Bridge specifically for COVID time. So you can be, you can just be sure that there's money in there to help you through this. They've done that just out of the kindness of their hearts and just their love for each of you. So it's really an amazing thing that the founders have done. And then for, I just want to mention that a lot of you have just been very, very inspirational to us at corporate, and then to the organization. We've heard story after story where people have given personal sacrifice. We've heard stories of some people that have requested to go on inactive so that somebody else could have a job that really needed the pay more than they did. We hear of centers that are doing chalk on the sidewalk outside coming in that just help bring a little bit of joy for patients and people coming in. This team, guys, this is an organization that is doing great things, some sacrificing for others, some figuring out how to be a light to others, showing love to the world around us. Masks made with love, many spouses are getting involved, friends are getting involved, making masks for somebody that may not have had one otherwise. We've got team members that are aggressively searching for additional protective gear. They're interacting with people that we never would have interacted with to find protective gear to make sure that all of us are protected. So the love, the kindness, the inspiration that's going on is amazing. This organization is a family, and I'm so proud. I am so proud to be part of it. Thank you guys for what you do every day. For those of you that are on the front line in the centers that are seeing patients every day, so grateful for you. You are in our thoughts and our prayers daily. For those that are at home working remotely and in somewhat of an isolation state, also praying for you. It is hard to be stuck in a house. There's no doubt it is not an easy thing. There's sacrifices going on everywhere, but to be part of it, to be part of this with you all is inspiring. I hope you have a great day today. Live a life of love, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.